I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Pastor Dan here. I am the game master and podcaster for Low Moon and More. Thanks for choosing this podcast. I hope you'll enjoy it. So wherever you're at in the story, I hope you'll pay close attention to detail. Effort has been made to camouflage the most important things amongst the day-to-day adventuring and growth of our adventuring parties. You might be listening to an Origins, you might be listening to an Uprising, you might be listening to an Outsiders, you might be listening to a Palace Pages, and by the time you get this, you may be picking up on yet another group, as all of these are functional in the over three-decade Low Moon campaign, the adventures, truly, of a young country called Low Moon, and the way it revolutionized its world, and perhaps is on the way to revolutionizing the galaxy. This is going to be fun.
The night. Told you that the keep was about to be under attack and asked you to penetrate the vault so that at least the ancient treasures of her people could be protected, because even though the vault is hard to get into, she is confident that those who are coming to take the keep would eventually be successful in getting in. And so she wants you to go in, retrieve any, you know, radical treasures and like that. Save the family heirloom, as it were. Also, Theon had mentioned that he was looking for a map or directions that was left behind by the guide who knew where the hidden treasure of his family was. And she said, if we had such a thing as that here, it would be in the vault.
Time to turn back.
She sent you down the stairs. She did not go with you.
Oh, she didn't?
Nope. She is going to marshal what defenses she can of the heap and try to hold off them, hold them off as long as possible.
What a time quest. They only have 24 hours to do it.
She can hold them off on her own. The entire army is in the keep.
One via billion. She wins.
She's a level 20 range. Jeez.
She's okay.
A fighter type.
So are you ready?
That's pretty good. Garlic and cheese. Mm. Do you have your character sheet?
Oh, yeah, you need your character sheet. We'll pass this around to him, will you?
Don't look at my experience. My eyes are up here.
Here, pass this to him.
Eyes down here. SAL. Oh, Jake had to get 10% to that chisel.
Yep, add 10%. And also, if you had any magic items that you figured out, I didn't add those yet either.
Thanks for that dagger, by the way. It gave me
275
experience.
I'm about to unlock
stairs. Listen, here we go. Stairs from the wine cellar lead down to a locked door. Who's in the lead?
Me.
The short one.
It's so that we can see.
It is obvious that this door has not been opened in many decades. She did give you a lantern, a single lantern, to see by.
I'll hold the lantern.
Oh, Jake has a
bowl. I have a continual light coin.
So I will use it and light it if you wish, and you will have two.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
I hold a continual light coin in my left hand.
You have a continual light coin?
You can use some
breadsticks
and sauce.
Oh, awesome. So it is like daylight on the stairway. You see some cobwebs, some bits of dust and pebbles along the ledges. You see the stairs are made of wood. They creak and groan as you walk. The wall to your left is stone. It is rough-hewn stone, meaning they carved this out of the earth. The wall to your right is paneled wood. So either there is stone behind it or there is not, but in any case, there's paneled wood on the wall to your right. As you reach the door at the bottom, Theon, and all of you can look, kind of look past him and see some of the same. You see a door which looks like it has not been opened for a long time. The wood of the frame has swollen some around the edges of the wood of the door. And the cracks on the door are packed with dust. It does have a lock on it. A skeletal key lock. A single lock.
I request that I am given the keys.
Okay, well, this is not, it is clearly not the lock that has to do with the keys in question.
Alright, I'll try to pick it then.
Okay. You look at the lock. You want to see if it's trapped or something first. Mm-hmm. That would be the last time this adventure I will remind you.
Okay.
Just so you know. Okay.
It will not have to be because now I know that you trap your locks.
You should always assume that they're trapped.
She told us that there were tons of traps.
She said every generation has added treasure, traps, and even possibly monsters to the dungeon, to the vault. Okay. Roll the tile dice.
And they survived out here. They eat each other. It's a beautiful ecosystem of monsters.
It would right. probably require some kind of monsters that are not like the normal free-roaming, eat-human-based monsters. Okay?
Also, there are caves that they don't eat.
The door does not appear to be trapped.
Okay, pick
now includes a lock in the door.
Do you think they have any necromancers in their bloodline? I'm going to try to pick.
If he can't pick it, I'm going to let my chickmunk try.
Okay. You may roll percentile dice to try to pick it. If you're not, if you're standing silently on the stairs, then
84. Be silent.
If you're talking to one another in the meantime, then talk and say whatever in character. So I know what's being said. So I know whether they can hear you.
I don't think it was rats. It was like either rats or bats or something like that.
Okay. What did you roll, sir?
84.
Okay. The lock does not open. It is heavy. It is encrusted slightly, but it should be pickable. But you failed to do so.
I'm going to let my chipmunk
try. Okay, I'm going to let the chipmunk try to pick a lock. Okay, roll percentile dice.
It has a higher percentage of him.
That worked.
Yeah.
I think.
He's
what is it?
He like sticks his nose and one arm in the lock.
65%.
So he gets a really good up close view.
Yes, Cajun.
Yep, that one and another
this
design.
One and this one.
Yeah, I just seen it.
Now roll it.
So,
delicious.
68. So...
Nope, 86.
They put monsters.
Yeah,
in
that
there,
wasn't
right?
any better at
what
all.
What do they eat?
You rolled worse than mine.
Okay.
I guess I'm human.
Aspiring.
He looks at you and shrugs.
It's a beautiful ecosystem circle of life
there. Dude, come pick this lock. It's annoying.
I'm not as certain as you, but okay. Is it a skeleton lock?
It just looks like being shrugged.
I have a skeleton key. Would that work?
Alright,
I'll try and pick Zilak because I'm not a fighter
like
right now.
Like a small bird or something.
Roll for another.
That's gross. 99.
Okay. You also failed to pick the lock.
Can I try again? See if I'm...
It is possible to try again, but it gets harder every time.
And I tried to pick my lock
first.
Can I snap it in half?
Yeah. Well, it's built into the door. The door does look old and solid, but you could try to break it. You are strong enough to do so.
Yeah.
Wait,
to say, do you,
you
want
let me
us
try
to try and pick the lock?
I could also
break
try
it
the
down.
Bear string.
Break it down. Let me try one more time.
I ran it with my shoulder.
Like, oh.
You could, but remember that if you have two guys that are very, very strong already, you might want to save that for an emergency.
Mark and I watch as Basil
just want to be flashy.
Shoulder into the door.
Darman's going to give it a try?
No, Basil is not shouldering the door.
You're going to shoulder the door?
I'll go on and act like I'm about to pick it and then just slam into it.
Okay.
After his try.
Alright, so you're going to slam the door?
That's the plan.
Roll a d6.
Just didn't even get it. I don't know how my dice is.
He just like falls in their girl.
Just pick a dice.
Dude.
Getting real strength.
I play champions. I have a crap ton of d6.
One. Roll a one.
I DM champions.
You throw a d6.
You take 16 points of damage.
The door shutters. And little bits of dust and packed dirt and everything all around the outside fall, and you can now see the lines more clearly, like it's obviously somewhat separate from the frame, but it does not budge.
One more. I'll try again.
Okay. How hard are you hitting it? Hard enough to hurt yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay. What do you say?
I'm not healing you.
It's like the movie I watched. Guys got lost in the Mark and I are going to get ready and
bash
at the same time.
He breaks his shoulder.
It's tight. Like
I snap it back into place and
wedge. Yeah, it's just as wide as the door, the stair ends of the door. You got rock on your left and paneled wall on your right.
I'm missing that.
Is there enough for two people or just one?
If you're cooperating, yeah, you could squeeze in there. Like he's going to try to slam it one more time. Roll the
d6.
Two. Okay. No, it's not going to go.
Okay.
And your arm is sore, so you take 1 point of non-real damage. But you just couldn't bring yourself to throw your body into it so forceful to like break your shoulder.
Yes.
You might have balked a little bit, like not really hit it as hard as you could.
Okay, guys, clear the way. Mark and I go to hit the door. Okay.
Just so y'all know, when he hit the door, it did sound like a lot like a big, like, wet punching bag hitting a solid object. It's kind of like, more than boom, it was more like a what?
He is my squishy, okay. And I shall call him Squishy. Hello, Squishy.
We only got coupons.
Okay. Look on your strength where it says open door. Yeah. Tell me what the numbers are.
I don't even need the code.
Open door.
Skip code.
Say one to something and something.
One to three. Well, you get these coupons.
Just 1-3, that's it. Yeah. There's no little number after it.
Yep.
I can.
At the end.
1-3, and then it says BBLB.
Those only apply to 4 larges.
So that's...
Okay, nope. You slam it, it does not open.
I'm going to try again.
It's shuttered, but it does not. I mean, there might be some, like, very faint crack lines that have appeared that weren't there before, but it's pretty solid.
I'm going to try. I'm
not sure. Okay, you have to ask them. They're in the way now.
Oh, yeah.
And her go through.
I mean, yours is just a chipmunk.
She uses her magic.
You just want to try again. The chipmunk's actually really good at picking locks.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Okay, they're going to try again.
Right.
Slam!
Boo.
You rolled a 3, I rolled a 6.
Okay. Like the two of you slam it, and you don't hit, and you're not coordinating as well as you would like, and he's kind of big, taking a lot of space, you're kind of big, taking a lot of space. You hit the door, and it pushes in some. There's a little bit of movement, but it doesn't feel like it's going to break. And then he hits it, and your shoulder is still against the door. And it starts to kind of go in past what might be the tolerance point, you think, of the door. So you just keep pushing. And the two of you pushing together. And the door doesn't break, but the jam piece pops out. And then you kind of just, you're able to push it the rest of the way. It strains inward.
Yay, we picked the lock.
Okay.
I continue ahead of them.
All right, well, not unless they let you, because they're... There's two of them in a...
Excuse me.
3.5-foot wide hallway. So
try to gently push them.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
So with the door open, and the you have lantern light and also a continual light, so you have a fairly fairly significant brightness to see by. I'll find the map real quick. Okay, yeah, it opens into a room, so there's more space, and it kind of just looks like another cellar, basically. There's racks that look like they could hold wine bottles, but there's nothing in them, just some old cobwebs and dust, and almost looks like a fine layer of mud. There's some tapestries rolled up, laying in a pile. A pile about 5 feet high of a dozen or so empty casks. A broken crate. An old straw broom in the corner that's missing most of its pieces of straw that you would sweep with. And then laying in the middle of the floor about halfway between here and the other wall, there's a broken shovel. Okay? So to walk through the room, you'd have to weave through the racks. But with the brightness of your continual light, you can see that it is only about 20 feet across. At 20 feet from where you are, 20 feet, there is a wall on the opposite side. There's distance to the right and the left. No, nothing's moving. Distance to the right and the left. But it's kind of lost in shadow until either you shine a light or get the continual light in there. So nothing dangerous, and there's room for everybody to go in, probably.
I'm going to go look at the tapestries and see if any of them seem worth...
Okay. The two of you are still in the doorway. Are you moving in? What are you doing?
In fact, we kind of shovel between
them. You letting go between the two of you?
Just kind of shovel.
Okay, so they help you through the small space between them.
Mm-hmm. So they just, like, shuts off, like, five traps?
No traps.
I give you a dirty side-eye. Sometimes just... I don't know Marvel enough to give him a
okay, he gives you kind of a look because you're shoving him, but that's it. At that moment, along the floor, behind his feet, right along the crack of the wall and the floor, you think you see what might be a thin black ribbon slithering along the wall.
The thick.
Do you react at all?
I'll draw my sword.
Okay. Can I step back toward the stairway a little bit?
Oh, there it is.
To be able to actually okay. Jake steps back toward you and kind of wedges between you and Mark and is drawing his big long sword out of his
cheek. As I walk into the room.
What was it? Look like a snake.
I'll get the thong
guy. Okay, as I walk into the room, hand axe out. I'm just going to flip out my knife.
Okay, you got a knife out and you're in the room. So Theon is the only one in the
new part
of the cellar.
How large is this new room that we...
It's at least 20 feet from the door you're entering in to the opposite wall.
How wide is it?
Not sure. It's unless you're actually going to step in.
Is there
in
a
or
lot
look
of
in.
Room?
There's like, plenty of room. You got to walk between racks, but there's plenty of room.
Can we put something in the doorway to make sure it doesn't shut?
I was about to.
I have one of those. I'll use one of my.
What were you gonna do?
One of the spikes.
Would I be able to use detect stairs and pits
Yes, you can. And once it's triggered, it lasts for a while. And then anything like that that would be around you, it would glow. You could see it glow.
Can I use that?
Do you have it in memory? No, you only have the circle ones in memory.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wait. What is
your? Door to close.
Yeah.
So that way when people come in behind, or when people see Shaquit, they can't get in? Or do we want to keep the door open so that way we can get out?
Unless someone can pick the lock, getting it back shut is going to be
tough. It was a pretty heavy door.
You can get it back to the door jamb, but the lock didn't break, so you'd have to somehow pull in the middle of the door and wedge it back into place and then let it go shut, so it's going to be tough to do that. You just bent the door to get it to go in, but it's pretty much back to its normal shape now.
I say we leave it open anyway. It doesn't seem like there's any other way out of this place.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
As I walk into the room,
I'm going to be scanning the floor for any traps.
Okay, rope check all this.
Once we have somebody with a lantern.
We're headed for the tapestry, you said, right?
Yeah. 75. Man, my percentile dice rolls.
Okay. You don't see any traps. Nothing bites you or anything like that. Okay. Wherever the snake went, you don't currently see it. You do have your sword out. It is bright as daylight in the continual light. So the hallway is very bright, and you don't see the snake now.
Is it bright daylight in the whole room?
No, because he hasn't gone in the room yet. It's only just inside the door a little ways.
I guess we'll shut the door in too.
Okay, they want to motion you forward so they can see better.
Okay.
So basically you have the two of you and her all right at the bottom of the steps, and you have your sword out, he has a hand axe out, and it's a pretty narrow space, and then you're going to thread him through into the room as well.
Is happening, I'm putting Eric in my second hand.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you're going to step in the room and take Eric out?
Yeah.
Can we bring our dogs into the situation?
That's up to you, did you?
Hey.
I mean, they get along.
I haven't hurt anyone in like two or three sessions.
They can help fight, and they have reasonably good senses.
Okay.
So we're going to assume that they're not going to go into narrow spaces unless you force them, so we're going to assume that they're basically at the back of the party at the moment. Once you get it down in there, you can decide if they're with you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll solve that problem. My phone just died. I didn't want to answer it anyway. So it's okay.
And now when they say, why didn't you answer my call, you can say, my phone died, instead of, I didn't care.
I don't say I didn't care. I just said I was busy. I did something else.
Hey, you want to see your miniature? It's great.
You just can't wait to show you.
Go
pick it up, son.
I'm sorry.
Here. Anyway, what do you want?
Runs and takes 40 points of damage.
This is your miniature.
Dead.
Nice.
It perfectly represents Brunson. Yes. This is Brunson.
Wonder who picked that one out.
We did it corporately because we couldn't find a really good mage-looking miniature. You want to look in the box and test it.
This is when he takes his hair off.
I think you did fine.
Yeah, I thought, you know, metaphorically, not literally, but metaphorically, it was probably one of the most appropriate.
We were having trouble choosing one. We were which one should be Brunson? And Dad was like, this one kind of looks like Brunson.
Your charger looks exactly like mine at this point.
I don't know. It's not ugly enough.
It's too bad.
I know this, but...
Pretty charismatic for a werewolf.
Okay, go ahead. All right, so... we're leaving the door for the moment. Bezor steps into the room, draws Eric in his left hand.
Right.
The right hand, and he still has a continual coin in his left. Okay, with you in the room, Theana's in the room, and those were at the door. The rest of you still can't see, but the outside edges. But the so those people that I just mentioned can see that the room is 20 feet across from the door, as I mentioned, and goes a total of about 50 feet wide. But and you're on the center of the wall. So we're talking about a 50 foot wide this way, 20 foot wide that way, and there's racks everywhere. They would look like they were lined up. I mean, probably could have held thousands of bottles of wine, but you don't see any wine whatsoever. All the wine is empty. All the wine racks are empty.
Is it like really dark?
Cobwebs? No, it's not dark at all. He has a coin, and it has a spell on it that makes it like daylight. So there's daylight in here. However, you sense some... There's something odd. Like, you feel an oddness. Like, when you see the daylight, but you realize it's not sunlight. It's like synthetic sunlight. And out of the corner of your eye... You just something's just not quite right about it. It feels unnatural.
So I just don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you feel a little uncomfortable. It's not painful or anything. It's just like, man, the sun shines like that. Coins do not shine like that. It just feels unnatural.
No.
You think, for example, like somebody who is not as alert to it as you are might be easily distracted by that same thing that you're feeling. But your mind is sharp, so you're fine.
With my little dog miniature, does that have a base or is it just like legs? I need to know.
Just like legs.
Okay, so there's nowhere for me to like attach it to the necklace that I have my holy symbol on.
Wait, you could tie it like with a leather thong or anything like that. Yeah, it's got four legs. You could go around it. However, you don't think putting on your holy symbol necklace is a very good idea.
Yeah.
Kind of insulting to your god. Getting another necklace and putting it on there might be good.
But. I had a wooden holy symbol. If I took the wooden holy symbol off the necklace and put it on that necklace,
that'll be fine.
Okay, so I'll take that. I'll.
Well, you don't want to do that right this second. You.
Yes.
Okay. At some point in time, you're taking a break or something.
Okay, I'm gonna.
All right. Anyway, so the two of you are in the room, and the two people in the doorway, which is Mark and
Jake,
can see this 50 foot wide, 20 foot across. You see a blank wall on the opposite side. Pathways to walk in between the wine racks, various miscellaneous broken and discarded things. Okay?
Yeah. Did I find anything on the floor?
Yeah. What?
Did I find anything on the floor?
Okay, well, so you moved to the tapestries. You did not find any traps. I told you that, actually.
Okay.
And then you moved to the tapestries. And basically, they look like old like wall hangings. They do not look like high quality at all.
There's nothing of worth there.
If it is, it's in the realm of copper pieces.
It's not worth,
not worth carrying for the weight.
As far as I can tell.
Okay.
How tall is
Bezor this? Just moved into the room, drew the axe, and stand in the doorway? You're going to walk around.
Move a bit further in, but
okay,
but
walk
not.
To the center of the room, basically. You'd be off center slightly because there's a rack there.
Yeah.
Okay. The continual light fills the entire chamber. So the entire chamber, side to side, is lit like daylight. No shadows. So it's not like the light is brightly shining from the coin and deep shadows are cast away from it. There are no shadows. It fills the space with daylight. Okay.
So this is not a normal continual light?
Yeah, it is a normal continual light.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a really powerful spell.
Continual light is a very powerful spell.
I thought it was just light, but like lasts forever. But light isn't that
No, it's much more powerful than light. Light makes like the light of a torch, and continual light is about five times that powerful.
Alright, so I guess I'll move in and...
Any pizza left?
Yeah.
To the right, yeah.
Is it for anybody?
Yep. No, it's only for us.
Well, I don't know.
Us gamers.
Yeah, I brought it
the
over.
Seven going on eight of us.
Do you like pepperoni?
That's really what he likes. Cheese. He doesn't really like extra stuff. Just pepperoni. His fame or whatever he prefers. His
True
fame.
From Michigan.
Right, Ron? You're a straight pepperoni person?
He eats pizza.
I'm not gonna taste for it.
Why did you not get
it? There's just sauces and cheese left after
like,
that.
Like, it tastes breadstick. Really?
I'm serious. No. Like, that big burnt mozzarella.
Is it sauce
Did
and
you
cheese?
Lick it?
No!
Okay, because that would be what would burn
the
most.
The cheese
spicy.
Or sauce sausage?
It's really not that good.
It is.
Okay, what are we doing? Bezor, what do you do? Stand in the middle of the room? Anything else?
Just looking around waiting for something to happen.
That thing was
poison. Okay. Doesn't look like anything's gonna happen. You're standing in the middle of a deserted wine cellar, brightly lit by a continual light.
I wait for the rest of the party.
I move in and go to the right and look for any. See if there's anything else that might
have
happened. Okay.
Is there anything that you saw that would...
Doesn't look like there's any opposition, any, I mean, there might be dead spiders, spider eggs. They don't even look like any live spiders. Just old ancient cobwebs.
Spiders.
Yeah. Just ancient cobwebs and little bits of dead stuff laying.
Okay. Is there anything that would make it seem not okay? Yeah. I haven't seen anything.
Do you think if I went in there and, like...
Probably start looking. Do you think I might be able to find a door or anything like that?
That's certainly possible. You can look.
Can I?
Yep. Right. So where do you want to start looking at?
The right side of the walls.
Okay. So now that he has moved in, Mark is still in the doorway, but Janny's trying to get past you to go into the room.
Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to get past.
I'll move.
Thank you. Into the room?
Yeah, I'll follow her.
Okay. She's going around to the right. She's paying particularly close attention to the walls. There are racks on the walls as well.
Is there anything on the racks, or is it just like wine?
Can I try pulling it a little?
There's wine racks fill the entire room, hold thousands of bottles of wine, but there's no wine whatsoever.
Do you think I can try to push them in and see if anything happens?
Yeah, that's part of searching for secret doors. So you're going to start immediately to the right of the door, or you want to go all the way to the right wall? What? You said to the right.
I'm just going to go down the... Start by the door and work around.
So it takes a minute to search a 10-foot section kind of thoroughly. Mm-hmm. And there would be two back and to the right of the door. So you're going to start there. Yep. So roll 2d6. Meanwhile, you're in the room.
You said there's a passage?
No, there is no passage. You can get through amongst the racks, but you don't see any... passages or any doors.
Okay. I don't know which one.
After I take the tapestries, I'm going to the other side of the room.
Okay.
I got the other side of the room.
What do you
get? I got one and a six.
Okay. Yeah. You do not find any secret doors.
Can I look at the ceiling?
Okay. Ceiling is about 15 foot high and seems to be rough-hewn stone. No trapdoors, no bars, no windows, no handles, no nothing. It just looks like it's carved out of a solid piece of rock. Not even a crack.
None of it looks any discoloration or anything?
No.
Pretty solid. I'm going to search the floor for any kind of...
Okay, so you're still in the hallway?
Yeah, I go in.
Mark has gone in, which would make you next. And then Charlotte, and then Brunson is how we came down. So you move in, you're going to be searching the floor, starting where?
Just where I'm at, going clockwise around the room.
Okay. So you're going to start just inside in that kind of 10-foot by 10-foot area floor and work to your left.
Mm-hmm. Right. Start on the outside and then work towards the center.
All right.
Like building in Minecraft.
Okay. And then... So he has begun searching. She is thoroughly searching. You're going to the opposite wall. There's no door, no exit, no nothing. You're going to search for secret doors. Okay. Mark is following Janny, kind of watching over, making sure she's safe. Bezor's still standing in the center of the room. Anything else? They've spread out and are beginning to search.
So all of the racks are empty?
Yes. Except for some minor cobwebs, dirt, dust, mud.
Mm-hmm. Are they just sitting on the floor, or are they in the ground?
They're sitting on the floor. They're built on legs.
They're straight.
I'm just going
to... I want to tip one over and see if that it is.
Okay. What's your strength?
Yeah.
Roll a
d20. I can try.
Okay, you can rock it, but you can't get it to go over. It's about 8 foot long, 10 foot tall, 4 foot wide.
Do I see him pushing it?
Yeah.
What you doing?
You say
total it weighs about 150 to 200 pounds. At least a few, probably.
I mean, that wasn't really a goal. That would be pretty cool. 6 feet and
230 pounds. Okay. Meanwhile, roll one more d6. Roll a d6. Okay. German, roll a d6, searching that section of floor.
Three.
Am I there?
You are now standing behind Charlotte, who is standing just outside the door.
Can I go into a berserker rage?
You've got a 20-foot by 50-foot room filled with wine racks with nothing on them, some broken shovel, an old wasted broom, some piles of casks, and a couple of rotten crates. Nothing apparently about it.
I always roll high with these things.
No, I
got a 3.
Okay, you got a 3? Nothing. And you're now rotated onto the side wall. See, there was 2 10-foot sections, and you're on the 3rd one. Okay.
Kind of feeling
solid rock, rough hewn, like carved. Okay, what'd you roll?
5.
Okay, no, nothing on the floor in the first 10-foot section.
Okay.
Okay, what was the decision on the wreck? Tipping it, not tipping it.
Are we pushing it down, Azar?
Let's push it over.
All right, Azar, push it over.
Okay, so, yeah, so you can easily push it over. You don't even have to make a check.
I let him help.
Okay, you let him help. All right. So he says, ready? And the two of you push, and it rocks at first, and then as it gets into the up position of the rock, you give a shove, and it starts to tip over, and it's going into the next rack. Okay?
Do I hear this?
Well, I mean, you hear him go clunk, 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 and then and it starts to tip.
The same room.
Okay? Roll even odd.
Even odd? Odd.
Okay. You are moderately distracted by the fact that you're pretty sure that there is a secret door on the wall right where you were searching. And then you hear crash as one rack falls into another.
What
second rack falls, crash, crash. And now not only are they're falling, but there's a lot of breaking going on. Okay?
I'm rushing.
And it's going from the center of the room kind of leftward. I need Diramond to be you're the only person there. I need you to make a regular dex check to not be caught under any crashing rack debris. Oh.
9.
No problem. So you just step back out of the way, and the racks go crash, crash, crash. They finally do hit a 4th rack, and the weight of all of them together kind of just stops. So basically you have big rack, tipped, 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 and then there's the one that's tipped a little, but it doesn't go over. Okay? And that one that tipped a little but doesn't go over is right behind you.
Did you think there was something under
it wasn't. If it tipped over, it wouldn't come toward you. It would go toward the outside wall, but it's right by you.
Okay.
Okay? Roll a wisdom check.
I thought maybe it was part of a puzzle equal or less. And then I moved it.
17. One above.
I figured that probably was
one above.
And then you offered to tip it over.
Okay. So you're fairly certain that there is a secret door here. However, you're having some difficulty figuring out how to activate it. You find that there's an actual... what you have is a section of the wall that is basically wooden, paneled like the stair was outside. In fact, there's a big wide section of the wall that's wooden, but there's a 10-foot section where you are at that the wood seems to go a slightly different type. But it won't swing out, lift up, slide out of the way, or anything. Okay, roll another d6.
All right. I'm
going to
knock on it.
6.
Okay, nothing. So you have searched that entire wall. Mm-hmm. And there's no secret doors.
So
now you're on the wall that he's on, but you're further down.
So did I hear all that?
The crashes? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go step out over there and then look at everything that happened.
Okay. So you walk over, you see that they've tipped 3 racks over. And it's basically gone toward that side of the room, away from where you were. Okay. It occurs to you that racks tipped like that on this side of the door would make it extremely hard for someone to get in, even if the door wasn't locked. You could block the door with racks if you wanted to.
The door that we came in?
Yeah.
Then
what happened?
I'm going to knock on the wood, see if it's... Can I tell if it's hollow?
What happened to the door we came in?
Nothing.
The racks could be used to block the door.
Danny thought about the fact that the racks could be used to block if you wanted. What did you say?
I'll take out a hammer and just knock on the door and see if it's hollow.
Okay. Well, it sounds hollow... But it looks like the paneling is mounted over the stone wall anyway, so you think it probably would, even if it wasn't.
I'll try at the other.
It's mounted on some kind of like wood strips running along, and the wood is mounted on.
I'll try it knocking on the other type of wood. Is it the same way?
Yeah, basically the same.
Okay, I'm going to go back to that type of wood, and I'm just going to hit it.
Okay, try to break
near the right side.
Okay, just try to hit it hard so you can break one of the panels. Okay, roll a d20.
5.
Roll a d6.
3.
Okay. The wood splinters across and caves in at the spot where you hit it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to affect it in any way as far as making the door open or anything. And you're everyone in the room is now aware, because the rack thing is all cell bound and it's quiet, that Theon has struck a piece of paneling hard. Whack! With the hammer hits the wood.
What you doing?
I'm gonna
give them a discoloration or something.
I'm gonna give them the idea of like putting the panels.
Okay, who are you talking to?
What'd you say?
Okay, she's getting your attention.
I think we might want to put some of the panels in front of the door to like buck in and hold it.
Some of the racks.
Hey, Jake and Mark.
Say no more.
Okay. Going to investigate what he's doing. Going to check it out.
Yeah.
Then go look for stuff.
You're going with him as well. So the three of you are joining Theon at the potential secret door.
I'm pretty good at finding.
I start putting
things.
All of the racks.
At this point, Charlotte says, "Well, I guess we better get in there."
Yeah.
Okay. Charlotte comes in.
Yeah, I don't think I'm
Brunson sure. comes in. The wolf and the dog come in.
Is that everybody?
Now everyone is in.
Okay, now we start moving the racks in front of the door.
That'll be a very Jake moment.
Okay.
What if you put it in? Oh, Brunson is still in the door. Come on, guys.
It will take about an hour to move them all.
Wow.
You probably don't want to take quite that long.
Okay, we will start moving all the racks until Theon figures out the door.
Okay. So you're moving racks until otherwise informed of it.
I help move the racks.
That way we're all
okay. All right. Mark, Jake, and Bezor are moving racks.
You think we should figure out how to open the door first?
Which door?
The one that he's messing with.
This is time efficiency.
Okay.
The two of you arrive at the door. Both of you can roll a d6.
Yeah. Are we on a schedule?
Well, I mean, they're going
to
attack this place eventually.
Keith is
going to
be attacked in the next while.
24 hours. Okay, so where are we at then?
Look for a door.
In the vault. Below the key.
Oh, that's right.
So look for a door.
What was the roll?
5.
What was the roll?
Wisdom.
D6.
I didn't remember where we were. I thought we were at the Caves of Chaos.
You missed the recap. Okay. Yes, as you walk up, you immediately realize that he has indeed located a secret door. There's a section of paneling roughly 10 foot wide that is different in color. However, the paneling itself is probably not the secret door. So you just need to remove the paneling, and then there should be egress of some kind behind
the paneling. I shall do that.
Okay? So are you explaining to him what you found, or I'm just going to begin taking the paneling? Okay. He comes up and begins pulling one by one from the piece of paneling. You don't see what he's up to, but then you get the idea as soon as he starts doing it that that's what
it's about. I'll do it.
Okay, so Theon has begun to help him.
Where are we able to help that?
Yeah, yeah. You're very, remember, she's very strong. She's a 14 strength. She's stronger than Basil.
Stronger than me.
Stronger than Theon.
I did.
So you set your staff aside for a minute.
You are way stronger.
How do you think I got that?
Okay. What is Dierman's strength?
A lot, 18.
Okay, that's right. So she is very strong too. I mean, the people in your family are just built strong.
Guns. Malacaster for life. L-I-F-E.
Why do I always say Malacaster? That was Alacaster.
McAllister.
It's McAllister. But anyway, so she is able to pull off paneling strips pretty easily too. And so the three of you are pulling off paneling strips. You get a good section clear. Basically, what you have, if you think of it like a fence. So you have beams that go across like this, and then the paneling strips are actual furring strips that are about 6 inches wide, and they're stuck to those beams. When you pull them across, you now have beams about 6 foot wide, a beam that goes like this, a beam that goes like this, and a beam that goes like that. Behind that, you can see what is clearly and obviously a secret door. It is a stone outline of a door.
Wait, so there's like...
Check for traps.
Like
holes? I will assist in his checking
for
traps.
Well, no, they're just, like, there's beams that go across that you've been pulling off or on the beams. Like you're looking between the beams to see there's a doorway. And it looks kind of like the silhouette of a door, but you see a crack that goes up like this to just over 6 feet high and then down again.
Check for traps. It's a trap.
Okay, so who's checking for traps?
Me and him.
Okay, both of you can roll.
Got 31.
I did not.
I got mine.
I got a 7.
Okay.
I can't roll good today.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
It's not rolling
good. All right. The door does not appear to be trapped. However, in your searching for traps, you realize that there's quite a bit of loose material on the door itself, and you had to move some of it in order to be able to see the door to see if like there was holes or needles or pins to come out of it or things like that. Meanwhile, there's a lot of noise behind you. There's a lot of racks being slid and moved and a clunking of wood and groaning of men and and so on. And so...
And boys.
Does this count as training?
You.
The groaning of barely bodybuilding.
Okay.
Except for Basil. One squeaky man. Moving racks might count as straight.
All right, anyway, so you clear a small spot, and you think it seems like
this is the thing.
Dull but shiny. And so you run your finger on it, you tap a little bit, it's obviously metal. The door itself appears to be made of iron and is behind this kind of like packed earth that they put in front of it. The wall is rock, hewn rock. The door is iron, and then there's like dirt or whatever packed into the door. And the door is pretty much covered. So you're going to have to totally uncover the door.
Knock on it. What does it sound like?
We like
solid iron. It's solid.
And they built all these
If you laid your sword on the ground and knocked on your sword, and that's what it feels like. Solid. No vibrations. No hollowness.
Did I have a chance to memorize before I came here?
Not immediately before. But the day before.
Like if travel, you would have rememorized your alarm spell. Like that.
Would not have remembered that alarm.
Would not?
No, because he put that on his room the night when you guys were sleeping. She came to wake you up and they set it off.
Oh.
So we came down here immediately.
Yeah. She took you to the room. She told you about the key. She gave everyone a key except for one person.
It was
Jake.
Yeah, everybody was Jake. Didn't get a key or got a key. And then she led you immediately to the door to the cellar. And she left you there because she was going back to marshal anyone she could to begin to defend the key.
Really wanted to have a key.
And then you went down the stairs into this portion of the cellar. Okay? So anyway, is anyone doing anything about this wonderful iron door that is mostly packed with earth?
I'm going to try to figure out how to open it.
Okay.
Are we still moving?
Well, you can't open it until you can see it.
I'm going to get the rest of the stuff off and then try to figure out.
All right. So you're clawing at the earth with your fingers.
Would I be able to use the bear strength?
Hey, there's a broken shovel.
You what?
Use the bear strength.
Hey.
But it's probably not necessary. It's just dirt. You just clear it.
That's all you
have. Broken shovel.
There is a broken shovel in the room. That's correct. It's not much of a handle, but it is a shovel. Are you going to use that?
Yes.
Okay, I will use my fingers.
Here's a broken shovel.
I'll use my sword.
Guys, I'm so smart.
So you're wedging. Basically, if you take, it's about 4 inches deep, the packed earth. So you take your sword and get it up underneath there and kind of twist, and it begins to break, and you kind of go like this, and pieces are falling. Everyone hears, sounds like white noise, basically is all the dirt and stone. You realize it's got some pebbles in it, and it's highly clay, so it's got a lot of clay in it, so being now dry, it basically may become almost like pottery, and so it's packed over the door. So meanwhile, it takes them another 5 minutes or so to clear the door. You've now stacked a heroic number of racks in front of the door, probably 15, 20 of these 4 foot by 8 foot racks. In fact, the last one you pushed it up on top of the others. So
I've probably found some place to sit down by now.
Okay, yeah. Just waiting patiently. Charlotte is also waiting patiently.
Been out here for a while.
Okay. The dogs are huddled in the corner.
Yeah, we didn't really think about the whole how the last dungeon we were in collapsed.
Okay. So you've cleared the door. It is roughly 3 feet wide. It is iron.
There's a deity at the end. We just
asked if it's
and there are locks built into the door. Mm-hmm. 7 of them. Each one looks like it will take a small key and relatively intricate key at that.
Using it like it was a worm.
A worm? You don't know what I'm talking about?
Like spaghetti.
I shall use my key and say, everyone, key powers activate.
Okay, so you pull out a key and begin checking to see if it will get one of the locks.
Sure, I'll try every one and throw a
little saving throw versus fireball.
I'm dead.
I'm kidding. There's no threat. Okay?
Oh, I thought you were serious. Well, actually, I'll just take half damage.
Roll saving throw against death magic.
What's not?
Suddenly, a finger of death.
He's already done that joke to me. You can only do it once.
Roll saving throw versus death magic or failure save.
He did that when I touched him a lot.
Okay?
I was like, what?
So your key happens to fit the 5th lock. And it feels pretty snug. And in fact, then when you put it in there, you can kind of turn it just a little bit. You can tell that it is going to turn to rotate the lock.
Hey, guys, I got number 5.
I'll put mine in.
Okay?
Why
don't we check to see if there's some kind of markings or something to match up the keys to the locks?
Nope. There's no markings on the keys at all.
Right, hold up. Okay. No,
the only differences between the keys are the pattern of the little prongs or whatever.
You're going
to get
skeleton keys.
I'll try mine.
That too.
Yeah, keys are the keys. Whatever.
I'll try mine.
Okay. So, is anyone reluctant or unwilling to give up their key or use their key to open the door? All right. So you takes a minute to try them all. You're reluctant. Okay. You have 6 of the 7 keys in place.
Hey. Key.
Is he holding it?
Or? Good. Here.
Okay. You get the key to Theon. Theon puts the key in the lock. Sure enough, it fits.
I'm just trying to pickpocket it.
Theon's like, hey.
Yes, there may be.
So it's impossible to pickpocket something from someone when they know you're trying.
Like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I see you. I'm looking right at you. Why are your fingers in my pouch?
I'm stabbing you in the eyeball. What
see
are you
my
doing?
Daggers?
Stop. Okay. You don't have that problem.
Yeah, dear.
Okay. So one by one, daggers? Who's turning the keys?
I will turn them.
All right.
I'll turn
one
all
by
them.
One by one, you turn all 7 keys.
I did it.
And with each key, the door shimmers or not shimmers, vibrates just slightly.
Vibrating. Before I turn the last one, I check for traps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're on the 7th key. You may roll percentile dice.
29.
Natural 100.
Okay. Don't use yours.
Okay. There does not appear to be any traps.
However, you think
the last key will need to be turned. Yes. Okay. You turn the last key. The door vibrates slightly, and then you hear a click.
I pull on the door.
It's a grenade.
It appears as if it will need to be pushed.
I like dragging them.
I pull the push door.
Okay.
Push.
As you push the door, it goes fairly easily, but then there is a sucking noise. Air is sucked through the opening as the decades-long seal is finally broken.
Sounds
cool. The door does not squeak or squeal as it rotates on its hinges.
I'm going to look at the hinges real quick to see if they're...
That's fair.
You hear?
Fairly ordinary metal. Probably finally cracked.
Push the door open, it's like...
Okay. You can see... Listen, you can see a faint flicker of light approximately 100 feet ahead. So well outside the continual light. The walls and the floor beyond the door are smooth, made of solid stone, and show the marks of superior, you think, dwarven craftsmanship.
Run.
Dwarves.
And now with the rats no longer being moved...
Nobody ever plays dwarves.
For that second, you hear no sound whatsoever coming from within the tunnel or this room, for that matter. The largest noise you hear is the panting of the wolf.
How large is this hallway?
I guess that's a good sign.
Okay.
What is inside?
Would I recognize this?
10 foot wide.
Would I recognize
this
probably dwarven since I came from?
I guess no sound is a good idea or a good thing.
Yeah, when you step up in the door, we probably...
Never mind that. Undead usually don't make much noise.
That's
15-foot high ceiling, 10-foot wide hallway, goes at least 100 feet straight ahead.
I'm going to pat my dog out next to me, just in case.
Okay. He throws a figurine down on the ground. There's a flash of energy, and a large war dog with a spiked collar appears.
I'm just going to look at
him. Is this the first time I've seen that?
Probably.
Whoa!
It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's pretty cool.
Giant dog!
I get frightened. Cool.
Yeah, that's my dog.
That's like watching, Is it bigger than Cujo?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Way bigger. It is like 3 times.
That's 2/3. It's about 2/3 to 3/4 the size of a light riding horse.
Is it bigger than Horace?
Yeah.
Yes. He's 4 foot at the shoulder. He's 4 foot six. So he gets...
No, I'm 4 foot flat.
4 foot flat.
She's 4 foot six.
So it is his head high at its shoulder, which means when its head is up, it's a good foot taller.
It's like a draft horse compared to him.
Okay.
I'm just going to go over in the corner with the pack animals.
It's like a little guy with a big
truck. With the dog and the wolf. Okay.
I'm just going to stay away from
the
that.
The wolf comes over and rubs up against your legs and sits down on your foot.
I'm just going to sit down, like, carefully. Just, like, petted, just, like, staring at the dog.
Okay. He seems completely relaxed. He's panting slightly, not out of breath, just like wolves do. All right. Theon is in the doorway. Other than that, we're going to say, what do you do? Starting with Dearmund.
I'll go down the hallway.
Okay.
Wait, I thought I was first.
He is in the doorway, so to pass and go down the hallway.
Well, I was going to also go down the hallway. Like, as soon as I opened.
Okay, so...
But he asked me first.
Yes. So, he is coming this way. which would instigate you going down the hallway if you're going to go, so that would put you second in line.
I'll kind of nudge him a bit.
Okay, to let you go first or to go forward?
I'll let him go first, but I'll just push him because he's got little legs. Tracks.
If I see Jeremy going, I'm going in after him.
Thank you. Okay, when you reach out to touch him, the dog snarls. And he looks at you with glowing yellow eyes. Your hand's like 4 inches from him. You go, he goes, yes, and he goes,
I just do that this entire
time. Down the hallway, he's playing the dog growl going down the hallway. Hey, who needs a violin? I can play dog growl.
Being the aspiring bard I am, I'll possibly
use it. It sounds better than your... It sounds
well,
better than
the
your...
volume changes, the tone does not. So it's really kind of monotonal.
I'm gonna say it sounds better than your violin and just kind of put my hand on the head.
Yeah, you're
dog.
Probably not even aware of what's going on as you're walking forward.
But he's growling, though, so I would recognize something.
Yes, and after a ways down the hallway, if he continues to do it, you'd realize that something is affecting it, but otherwise you just think your dog is growling.
Well, but like...
Okay? Shh. Okay. Basor, what do you do?
I hurry down the hall.
Okay, so you hurry down, catch up behind Yermund?
Yes.
Okay. Jake, what do you do?
I'm gonna try and get right behind Gearman, the shield out, sword out. Okay. Well, I can't have shields. I have a lantern, right? So,
you have lantern and shield, or you can have sword and shield, or you can have sword and lantern.
You don't need a lantern. We have a continual light.
That's true. You could put the lantern away for now.
It doesn't even look like the lantern away. Is lit.
Sword. Brunson speaks such wisdom.
Okay. Yeah, you see him in confusion over which equipment to use. And you go, you don't really need the lantern, right? And he goes, oh, he puts it away.
It's still lit. You might want to put that around.
That's exactly what I do. Did I pass the dog?
The roaring... No, because it's going to follow him down the hallway, which is going to basically be with Dermond.
Okay, if I see the dog, then I'm just going to look at it visibly unimpressed.
Okay. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE. That's LM Give. To 419-419-0095. No, there's no one looking to see your visibly unimpressedness, so okay. The gods see you visibly unimpressed.
You look visibly unimpressed.
Okay. Mark, what do you do?
What does that look like? You just...
More of a...
Okay. Following Jake? All right.
The wrong
stink. We're establishing our marching order here.
The wrong stink. That's what he's giving.
Miniature marching order?
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. All right, and then...
I'm keeping an eye on the dog.
Okay, you're going to stay back with the dog and the wolf. All right. So you can take up the rear, theoretically, with the dog and the wolf. Between the three of you, you can probably protect it pretty well. Do you think that the wolf is going to... Or the dog is going to respond... Like, if you tell the wolf to attack, you think the dog is probably going to go along. Even though the dog is more in charge than the wolf. But they're pretty camaraderie. Okay, so you're going to take the rear. So then Charlotte will go right in front of you. What about Brunson?
As I'm stepping into the hallway before her, I'll say, let's stick together.
To?
Jim.
Okay, so you're going to hang back with her.
She's taking the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was going to go down the hallway. I wasn't waiting to be last or anything like that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Assuming this is all kind of happening at one time, but not individually.
So you're going to try to get more to the middle of the pack? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd like at least a couple people behind me. That'd be nice. But if not, then that's fine.
Okay. Well, Charlotte's more than willing to take the rear. But you're encouraging her to go up with you, is what you're saying?
No. I just thought she was
don't want to fall behind. Okay.
Sitting there with the dogs, I was going to
Okay, so he says, let's stick together, and then he heads down the hallway.
I just like look at him like...
He's not looking to see you looking, so... Just all right, so then you're next, or Brunson's next, followed by Charlotte, followed by Janny.
Apparently the gods are paying much attention to
how wide is the hallway?
Is that yellow?
10 feet. A little west. You could.
What's that one?
How wide is my dog?
This one? That's not yellow, it's white.
3 feet.
Yeah, that one.
A little less than 3 feet. Okay, so he can walk next to you, theoretically.
That's how wide
that's what he's
doing. Okay, so it goes, so the actual marching order, as we go down the hall...
We're gonna need to get like a huge dog if I want to outsize Cujo Tiger Man.
Well, you could use Cujo Tiger Man. Yeah. Swap them.
Then we don't have a Cujo Tiger Mare.
No, then we don't have a Max.
Yeah.
Max is,
Max is tiny, though.
I thought Max was...
Max isn't tiny.
Max is her.
He's
Max
a wolf.
Yeah, that's
What's the name of the dog that they
That's the point. We have two figures for the dog. For, like, dog type.
Did you even name that?
Yes, I did.
And so we
I
have...
I erased it.
But then when Arden has his...
You might want to know that someday, because you might want to go back and check on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was his name?
Okay, Theon.
Most of my animals were always dogs. Now I have like man. One girl fox.
It's the one.
The tiger is here.
But it's technically a dog.
Yeah, yeah go do that.
Okay. I forgot all about that.
And then
the MVP set.
Dermond playing with the dog.
Think of that. It froze a minotaur.
Oh yeah.
Could be more than that.
Didn't it paralyze? Paralyze something else.
Charlotte's in the rear.
Legit save our lives.
It wasn't a minotaur.
It was just a minotaur.
No, it was a bullman.
No, it was a bugbear.
Was it?
No. That wasn't bugbear.
We have not fought a minotaur.
It was in
No, I haven't fought a minotaur. I don't remember a minotaur.
It was like the statue was, that was
Yeah,
like
it was the
sword.
Statue that like stared at like the weapon that was in the middle of the room. And when we touched the weapon, it like
oh,
came to life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was.
And when we killed
yeah,
that one.
That was a minotaur looking creature, yep.
That's why I said bullman, not specifically minotaur. This minotaur is
very powerful. Okay, and the wolf will represent the wolf and the dog. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
I remember this? Specifically taking half point structural from that thing.
Ego,
I thought I agree.
This is a really, really big
it's
dog.
Yes.
So we're in days where
back away from Brunson, man!
Get off, man! Stop off!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're missing.
It's high pitch.
That's Janny. That's Charlotte. That's Brunson. Vazor. Jake. Jeremy.
Mark.
That's who it was. Mark. Okay, Mark. And Mark was in the middle. So.
Is that Mark or is that?
Yeah, it is.
Who's the blue cape guy?
Jake.
Did you find it or?
Okay, so we have something like that.
Did I leave the
box
back in the room?
He said
10
push-ups.
Did
I take it with
me?
I believe he left it in your room.
He's like, so there's a chance my fox could die.
Well, if you die.
So if you know how to ball on her back.
Yeah,
as long as you're back tomorrow or whatever.
He said $20.
Pretty much.
But you let it go.
I don't want to let it go.
Risk that old man's wrath coming back into the field.
Rich man. That's what I wasn't going to let it. So. That thing's money.
So what you're saying is, you don't want this animal to be free.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I made a promise to him that I wouldn't let the fox go back into his land.
Right.
And I'm not going to let it
happen. So release it into this dungeon.
It's like prison, the fox and the wolf.
We got
along.
See,
okay. So, Theon leading the way. We're headed down the hall.
Theon and
the war dog.
Hey, guys, try not to shake the tail.
You forgot to ask its name while you were talking to it.
Hey, Harry, Arden and Autumn, try not to shake that tail this morning.
It's not my fault. She's still knocking over my water bottle.
Whatever, put your wine in.
He's still shaking.
Okay.
He's not pointing fingers, he's just saying, don't shake it.
Ta-da-dun. Here we go. In character. All right. So, to be clear, I want to be clear, you felt the air around you get drawn into this passage that you're entering into.
So it's hermetic field. We're all going to suffocate and die.
Are we magic?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that door back there. You think we should, like, make it stay open somehow?
I guess.
Oh, I can do that. And, shove my way back and take out one of my, use a wooden spike or an iron spike?
Probably an iron.
I'll take an iron spike and jam the door open.
Okay.
Keep it propped.
Recycle.
Do you have a hammer?
Yes, I do have a hammer.
Okay, you whack it in good with a hammer.
Hammer and python.
Would be a real jerk move.
Iron spikes.
Good, smart.
Josh would be a real jerk
good
move
dungeon
someone
pool.
To kick okay. it out.
No, you've made dungeon airing level 2.
Stuff started out.
That would be one way. That would be one interesting TPK. Someone just closing a door.
As you are spiking the door and actually down on one knee, you notice a couple of things laying on the floor that are not far from the door.
Shut the door, baby.
You see two burned out torches.
Torches?
Yeah, completely used up.
Okay.
And also a crowbar that has been bent in the middle.
Hmm.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Okay.
As if someone with immense strength was using it and didn't.
You should take it.
Bent.
Do you doing like make any mention of said items or no?
I don't think Jake would do that.
Ding.
Okay.
It's like Jake says, oh, there's some stuff there. Okay.
Okay.
It's a very Jake thing to do.
All right, and then were you waiting for him to spike the door, or are we moving ahead?
I'll stop up for a second. If someone runs into me, I'll keep walking.
Okay, do you press him, or when he stops to wait for Jake to spike the door, do you hold up? Because you're right behind him.
I'll just follow his pace.
Okay, so he holds up. All right. Brunson, Danny, and Charlotte, wisdom checks.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.